Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to Monday, January the 12th, the Gospel Pulpit. What a great joy it is to be with you again today. And I'm still encouraging you now to read your Bible through this year and pray and get on that prayer list. And if you'll spend 30 days on that prayer list, I'll tell you what, God will answer some things for you. And it'll discipline you about praying. Prayer is one of the greatest things. We're talking about prayer these weeks you're on the radio. And I tell you, prayer is the most neglected thing in the Christian life. Well, friend, I want to say thank you again to all the preachers who allowed me in your churches last year and all the ones that we'll be able to get in this year. And we're going by churches and presenting the work and letting them know what we're doing here at GBI. It's all about evangelism, all about getting people saved. Radio does not take the place of the local church. I want you to understand that. COVID is over. You need to go back to church. But radio has an important part. I reach people on radio that other people not be able to reach. And I thank God for the outreach we have through our daily radio broadcast, our weekly radio broadcast, our five-minute daily radio broadcast, and the three radio stations that God has given us to own and operate, plus the two FM translators. God has given me a lot to be able to do, and I'm nothing. But I've got a lot of responsibility, and I want to do it right, and I want you to pray for me. You men of God, put me on your prayer list. Amen. Pray for me that God would help me. Now, if you'd like to help us financially, we're not on the radio for your money, but we are a tax-exempt ministry. If you'd like, some of you business people could give a large gift to help us get in the right direction here. Amen. And take more stations for the glory of God. And I hope you'll be praying for us. I'd like to make some announcements pretty quick in this new year of what we're going to do. And I want to get with God, and I want to find out which way God wants me to go on these things. But you pray about this ministry, what God would have you do. If you're making a check, make it to GBI. Here's our mailing address, the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'd be glad to hear from you and know where that you're listening to us from today. Also, you can leave us a comment, comments@gbiradio.org. And then check our website out at gbiradio.org. And also, you can download the GBI Radio app. That's GBI Radio. It's in the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. A lot of information there. You can also give online at gbiradio.org. I want to thank you for all you do. Thank you for your prayers. Now, we're going into the second message on prayer, and I hope that it will be a real blessing as we listen today. Now, we come to the second in our series of messages on prayer, and I hope that this will be a real blessing to you. Father, will you help us today as we study the Word of God in Jesus' name? Amen. Now, we come today to a regular prayer life. And it's very important that we pray regularly. Now, many people do not see the need of regular prayer. But I have told you this before, and I might have told you this on the last message, but I was praying one day about something. And the Lord said to me, son, if you're not that interested in it, why should I be? And let me say that when you pray and then you miss and you pray and then you miss a while about a certain request or whatever, then God may not answer that because you're not very interested in it. Let me give you an illustration. We'll have revival in a church, maybe a meeting, and somebody gets stirred up and they'll start praying for their lost loved ones. And that's great. That's what you ought to do. But they'll pray for just a little while, and then all of a sudden they just forget about it and they quit praying about it until they get stirred up again. But prayer is persistence. Prayer is something that you need to do on a regular basis. And if you'll continue to listen to this study, I think that we can help you shape your prayer life and discipline your prayer life. Many people don't pray because they don't know how to pray. Now, praying is not just getting down and yelling and screaming, all right? By the way, if you holler and pray real loud when you pray, I'm not against that. It's like David said, he cried aloud. But what I am trying to say is prayer is more than that. And prayer is a relationship between you and God. Prayer is something that when you do it, you will talk to God And God will answer you back. Now, how does God answer you? A lot of times He answers you by the Bible, or He might answer you through the Holy Spirit, or He might answer your prayer request through a circumstance, or through a saint, through something opening up. But now, it's very important that we be faithful to our prayer life. Proverbs chapter number 28, verse number 20 says, "A faithful man shall abound with blessings." All right? "But he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent." But the first part of that verse is what I want to get to. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. Now, if you want to be God to answer your prayer life, you're going to have to be faithful to it. That's why a little bit later on in this study, I'm going to talk about a prayer list. And you've heard me talk about that on the radio before, but it's very important that you get a prayer list. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. But you need to be faithful to prayer. You need to be faithful to prayer. And prayer is something. Let me say this to you. When Jesus was talking about prayer in the Bible, He said that the flesh, that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Let me give it to you like this. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Dr. Luke wrote more about the prayer life of Jesus than any other gospel writer. Now, if Jesus Christ felt the need to pray, and He did, He prayed at some very important events in his life. He prayed at Calvary. He prayed at His baptism. He prayed all night in the mountain. And He prayed before He picked the 12 disciples. Now, wait a minute. If Jesus Himself feels a need to pray, I wonder how much more you and I need prayer. Now, you know, when we talk about prayer, we cheapen prayer. Prayer has been the most cheapened thing. We call 10 people and say, "Well, I want you to pray. I've got to have people praying." Well, wait a minute. Hold on just a minute. What about you developing a personal prayer life yourself? Now, there are times you need congregational praying. There are times you need the congregation to pray for you. There are times you need the church to pray for you. But wait a minute. The greatest praying that you will ever do is individually between you and God. Not just having somebody pray for you, but you pray yourself. Many people go to the preacher. "Preacher, would you pray for me that I would get over this problem or get through this problem?" Wait a minute. I want to ask you a question. Now listen to me. I'm not trying to be mean to you, but I'm going to be blunt. Have you prayed about it? Before you ask the preacher to pray, have you prayed? "Preacher, would you pray for Aunt Sally? She'd get saved." Well, let me ask you a question. Have you prayed? The preacher's no more holier than you are. He may live closer than you do, but what I'm saying is the same God can answer your prayer, can answer the preacher's prayer. You say, "Well, he's the preacher. He's got a special line in with God." No. Anybody can have fellowship with God. You see, God does not have a system set up to where that the preacher, you have to go through the preacher. In other words, we don't use priest today, okay? You don't have a priest set up where you go to the priest. Jesus is the high priest. And you can go to him directly. You can go to the throne of grace directly. You have prayers a privilege. Did you know that? Prayer is a privilege. You can go to prayer, so you ought to be faithful to it every day of your life. Now, let me give you what 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 said. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 said, "Pray without ceasing." Now, that word means without interruption. That word means that you are to pray, in other words, without long periods of time. In other words, don't pray one day and then go 5 days without praying. Let me say this to you, friend. The reason we're in the mess we're in the churches, and you can say what you will, it's a lack of prayer, not only on the preacher's part, but on the people's part too. If every member of the congregation on Saturday night would pray before the Sunday morning service, you would see God do some amazing things at the house of God. Now, I've heard men almost stand in the pulpit and make fun of prayer. I've heard preachers almost do it. You can do what you want to. I'm not going to debate that issue. I'm not going to argue with you. I know what works, and I know that the prayer of God's people reaches the heart of God. And I know that when you pray, and you pray regularly, I know that God will answer those prayers, and it won't take God long to do that. I always encourage people to get a prayer list, and I say to them, keep it for 30 days. And if God hasn't answered one thing on that prayer list in 30 days, you throw it in the trash can and tell everybody Catherine misled you. Amen. But I've got faith in my God. Now, there are things on my prayer list that God has not answered that I've been praying for years. But there are things I've only prayed for a little while, and God has answered. Amen. We must be faithful to prayer. The Bible said, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. In other words, we're not to stop praying. The devil would love to interrupt your prayer life. The devil hates prayer. The devil don't want you to pray. And friend, let me tell you something. Your flesh will never like it one day. Can I give you something? Prayer is not fun. Can I give you that? I mean, we like fun. We like excitement. We're all out for a good time. Can I tell you, prayer ain't fun? Prayer's not fun. You see, because prayer many times is alone. You see, prayer's not public. The great D.L. Moody said this, and I believe this statement. If you see a man that prays long in public, that man don't pray much in private. You ever see anybody, they call them to pray at church, and you just drop in a knot because you know Uncle Henry's going to pray 3 hours, 7 days, and 14 minutes. Amen. You're going to miss your meal and everything else. Amen. I mean, you just drop. Listen, let me tell you something. When you see somebody doing that, they have not prayed. They've not been with God. And let me tell you something. When you're with God, it won't take you long to get with God. Amen. You're not praying for people to hear you. You're praying for the Lord. A lot of public prayers never answer. Jesus talked about that. So pray without ceasing. Now, I want to read to you from Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. And I want to tell you about this regular prayer life. Matthew 6, 6. And I preach a message on this sometimes called Secret Place Praying. But Matthew 6, 6 says this. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, the Bible said, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Now, I want to give you a little outline on this verse right here, Matthew chapter number 6, verse 6. I don't know what I said a while ago, Matthew 6, 6. I think I said Matthew 6, 8, but Matthew 6, 6. Now, I want to give you a little outline. First of all, I want you to notice the person in the prayer. The person in the prayer, but thou, but thou. Thou. Now, prayer is individual. Your wife cannot pray for you. In other words, no, wait a minute. What I'm saying is this. Let me back up. She can't do your praying for you. Okay, let me word it that way. I'm a country fellow. Sometimes I don't get my words out right. Your husband can't do your praying for you. Can I tell you, your preacher can't do your praying for you. God wants you to pray. You say, well, now, preacher, I just feel so unworthy. We won't junk that fake spirituality. First of all, let's get rid of that. You have a right to pray. God wants you to pray. God wants to hear from you. God don't want to hear from your aunt and your uncle and your preacher all the time concerning you. God wants to hear from you. I'll give you an illustration. My wife is my wife. Thank God for her. Now, if I was in a foreign country and I wrote my brother a letter and I said, go and tell Christy, I said, hello. And then I wrote my preacher a letter, and I said, would you go by the house and tell Christy that I said hello? And then I wrote maybe her mom and daddy a letter, and I said, would you go by the house and tell Christy I said hello? Well, what would Christy think? Here comes my preacher. Here comes my brother. Here comes her pastor. I said, Ricky said to tell you hello. Where's Ricky? Wouldn't my wife rather have a letter from me? Wouldn't my wife rather have a phone call from me that says, hey, Rick, hey, Christy, I love you. Let me tell you something. God don't only want to hear from your preacher and your aunt and your uncle and your cousins about you. God wants to hear from you. When's the last time God heard from you? Honestly, let's be honest about it. You don't have to pray with all your these and thous in place. Now, I believe you ought to be reverent. There's nobody more reverent than I am when I'm praying to God. I don't think you ought to go in the presence of God and demand anything. Amen. But I'll tell you one thing. Boy, you can pray. God wants you to pray. God is looking for your prayer. Has God heard from you? Amen. But thou, the person in the prayer. Now, I want you to notice, but thou. Now, I want you to notice the next part of it. Not only the person, but I want you to notice the practice of prayer. Well, friend, we come to the end of our Monday, January 12th radio broadcast of the Gospel Pulpit. I want to remind you the message you just heard is a portion of R485-2. If you'd like to have that message, you could put that R number on it or today's date. We can send it to you free of charge on CD recording or by email. If you feel that it'll help us with it, that's between you and the Lord. We'll give you the mailing address at the end of the radio broadcast today. I certainly appreciate you listening. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Jesus. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together.
All the time, He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.